What the fuck is up, world? Biali, Tlaltikpak, my bad. We back in this bitch. Another podcast for that ass. Another grito, sea dicho. Coming 2 weeks now since the previous episode. Call that a little bit of progress, right? Like I said, I try to get these bitches out more consistently, and I think 2 weeks as opposed to 2 months is a little bit more consistent. I honestly wanted to drop this bitch last week, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the length and time between when I drop these motherfuckers. I would like to do it weekly, you know what I mean? But I understand your boy's got a fucking Ben Stein voice, you know what I mean? And for those of you who don't, you know, a little bit too young to remember Ben Stein, he's the dude from Bueller, Ferris Bueller, right? The Bueller, right? The Clear Eyes, that guy, right? So maybe I just don't want you to get burnt out on my boring ass voice, you know what I mean? And on top of that, me personally, I just enjoy, like a 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, man. 2 weeks time. Sorry, man. My fucking brain is all scattered at the moment, just trying to think about all the shit that is going on right now, dog. It's fucking crazy out there, homie. But you already know that. And before I delve into the craziness for this week, let's start with some quick formalities. If you haven't already, follow your boy, OG underscore IceNice13 on the gram, which is where I'm primarily located. But along the same lines on the rest of the socials as well, right? And let's just get into it. The conversation for today is one that I've been wanting to have for quite a while now. But I felt it was about time to really delve into it, given the whole spectacle surrounding Bud Light, right? And I'm speaking, of course, of their support for the trans woman, Dylan Mulvaney, right? Or however the fuck you say that person's name. Yo, it's kind of weird, man. Like, I was watching a video of this dude. I guess I don't want to misgender her. This lady, whatever, this trans person, right? And it was pretty disturbing, man, because the dude was like, she was parading around in a way that, like a simulacra of a woman, you know what I mean? In a way that I personally, it's the video that I'm talking about is the one where they are walking through the Plaza Hotel, okay? And they got pigtails on and shit, you know what I mean? It kind of tripped me out, bro, because I don't know, man. Despite everything, I still to this day, the one thing that, you know, is like a really pressing issue for me is, you know, children, because I feel as though they are the most vulnerable among us and they're the most shit on because they fucking, no one defends kids, bro. It's weird to me. You know what I mean? And as I was watching this person making a fucking spectacle of themselves, trying to convince us that they are a fucking woman, the part that really struck out to me was that they were mimicking everything that it is that they believe that a woman is. You know what I mean? And it was kind of weird to me that the actions that they were engaging in were the actions that are most notably associated with fucking young children. I mean, this person was wearing pigtails and a fucking skirt and they're like just prancing around, dog, in ways that I have never seen fucking, you know, biological women act. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen grown women act like that, dog. I don't give a fuck how excited they've been, right? Maybe acting silly, you know what I mean? And maybe this person was acting like a silly little goose themselves, you know what I'm saying? But that shit was kind of weird to me, bro. And it was weird for a variety of reasons, chief among which being, again, that, you know, you try to give these motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean? I try to give these motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt. And especially against critiques that are coming from the conservative camp, right? Because, as I mentioned plenty of times, I'm not a conservative. You know what I mean? I know I can get lumped in with being a conservative with some of the views that I hold. But as I've mentioned multiple times, I like to consider myself a quote-unquote progressive, right? A liberal. I'm not that, dog, either. You know what I mean? But I'm just like live and let live, dog. You know what I mean? So if a person wants to be trans, like, fuck, dog, let them be trans. You know what I mean? As long as they're not fucking with bothering other people, why should you bother them? You know what I mean? But they're one of the critiques, obviously, that is lodged towards these people is that they are trying to groom children. You know what I mean? And I try to give these motherfuckers the benefit of the doubt. But when I saw that video, it was kind of weird to me, bro, because it's very clearly appealing to a very specific fucking person. And that person is those who find childish antics attractive, which is something that I am resolutely against. You know what I mean? And that's a little bit of the point that I was trying to talk about last week when I was saying that I want to support, you know, people in general, but I can't when it comes at the expense of the deeply held convictions that I have. You know what I mean? And one of the deeply held convictions that I didn't get into, I mentioned it, but I didn't get into it, you know, in detail, which I regretted. So I'm doing so now. In the last episode was men beating on women. And I'm giving the example here of, again, the MMA fighter, Fallon Fox. You know what I mean? Like, he broke a woman's skull, bro. You know what I mean? She, whatever the fuck, right? That trans person broke a woman's skull, dog. And, you know, they get on the mic and they have their very deep, booming, masculine voice. And they're saying how they're going to come after every single woman in the division. So they better watch out. Bro, I grew up in a broken home. I grew up in a home where my stepfather was a professional, you know, semi-professional boxer. And he used to beat on my mother all the time. So that kind of shit is very fucking triggering to me. So when you're telling me that I have to fucking support this, irrespective of my own personal convictions, that's what I'm saying. I have a problem with, like, nah, dog, I don't fucking vibe with that. I don't give a fuck what the trans community says. I do not support a person who was once a male who is transitioning to a female beating on fucking biological women. And there's nothing that, you know, you can do or say to make me believe otherwise. You can, you know, whether you feel as though this is a punishable offense by being canceled, like, that's on you, dog. But me personally, I'm not gonna compromise my integrity and my convictions just to appease the masses. You know what I mean? And the same comes to his example of the Dylan Mulvaney. Like, it's very clearly, and it's not just him, dog. It's not just her, whatever. You know what I mean? It's biological women who do the same shit. I've posted about this before on the gram for those of you who don't follow, right? But it's Belle Delphine, I believe is her name. The cam star, right? And she's very famous for starting the trend where women, you know, biological women infantilize themselves in such a way that is very fucking clearly imitating and mimicking the behaviors of children, young women, young girls, right? But it's doing so in such a way that sexualizes it. And as a grown adult, so she's a grown adult fucking sexualizing childhood behavior, which is quite fucking clearly appealing to a very specific audience. And to, you know, deny that and to play fucking stupid, it's like, no, dude, don't try to play me, homie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't appreciate that shit. And that's the part that really started to, like, bother me when it comes to this Dylan Mulvaney character, that particular video. Like I said, I put the spectacle aside. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I take it for what it's worth. The dude's an actor, man. The lady's an actor, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? That person is an actor. So when I see that kind of shit, immediately in my head, I'm already thinking they're paid opposition that is fucking playing a part, bro. Right? I don't know their life. I don't care to know their life. I don't get any deeper into it than that. You know what I mean? But good for them. Make your money, homie. The point is, dog, because I got distracted, obviously. Yeah, like I don't want to be that person that, I don't know, man. Let me be more explicitly clear just to reiterate my position from last time. You know what I mean? My position is that I am taking into account all sorts of possibilities, including those that have not been, you know, discussed openly. And one of those possibilities, obviously, is the fucking effects that chemicalization is having on the human body. You know what I mean? So I'm not willing to say just yet that, you know, trans people, you know, is just some quote unquote mental illness or is just some fucking trend that is going to go away. Like, bro, they're changing the composition of humanity. You know what I mean? And it's quite clearly an attack on masculinity, particularly for reasons that if you are, you know, I would say quote unquote conspiratorial, because I think that to not think this is fucking irrational. But I think that I also am aware that other people think that to think this is fucking completely irrational, right? So whatever, dog. It just depends on what side of the fucking fence you fall on. But I say that it is quite clearly an attack on masculinity, because masculine men obviously are realistically the only fucking thing stopping a complete totalitarian fucking society. Because it's men always who fight the wars. It's men always who are put on the front lines. You know what I mean? So if you fucking emasculate the men, then you have less of a fucking threat to your established order. You know what I mean? So historically, this has been achieved in a variety of ways, right? Mainly through the deprivation of quality food. But now, you know, with the advent of modern technology, it's a full, you know, full-scale attack on all sorts of fronts, man. A full-front attack. You know what I mean? It comes in different forms, in different ways. And the chemicalization of the water through estrogen, the implementation of soy products that have estrogen, the proliferation of alcohol, which is fucking, you know, has estrogen. It's all fucking, it's just a constant attack, dog, on the male, on the male, on men. You know what I mean? And it's obviously going to have an effect. You see the science. There's no need to talk about it more. I've already discussed it last episode. And, you know, there's fucking plenty of podcasts that will delve into it in further detail than I ever care to do so. But the point that I'm trying to make is that because of that, I'm not willing to, you know, just say that this trans, you know, phenomenon is a passing trend or a mental illness. Like, I really do think that it may also, it could be that, but it also could be, an evolution or a devolution in that sense of humanity, particularly of masculinity. You know what I mean? Anyways, so all of that is to say that I try to be as fucking understanding, you know what I mean, as possible. Because at the end of the day, dog, I have boundaries. I set my boundaries, you know what I mean? But I'm also trying to be as understanding and compassionate as possible. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell people that they're one way when in reality they really are maybe another, dog. You know what I mean? But I got my limits. I got my limits. I got my boundaries. You know what I mean? And that video. And the only reason I saw the video is because I started doing a little bit of looking into this Dylan Mulvaney character. You know what I mean? And ultimately, the conclusion that I came up to is like, oh, man, it's kind of weird. You're trying to force me to believe that this person is a woman, but I don't feel that way. I just don't. You know what I mean? At best, I feel it's a person who is cosplaying what they feel as though is a woman. And that's really indicative in that video that really bothered me, dog. You know, of him, her, whatever, pretending to fucking be like, not even pretending. Well, I guess I don't know, man. Of just behaving in a very childlike way. And it bothered me because for the same reason that the Belle Delphine characters bother me, and that is that they are sexualizing childlike behavior, which very fucking clearly appeals to, again, a very particular group of people that I myself find to be ontologically evil. Like, pedophilia is fucking wrong, dog. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. And I am willing to die on that hill. Like, I do not fuck around when it comes to that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, all of that is just this fucking long-winded way of getting to what it is that I'm trying to talk about today. I'm going to talk about CBDCs, dog, central bank digital currencies, okay? And the reason why I'm going to talk about CBDCs is because they're just a smaller part of a larger agenda that is being fucking pushed by corporations like BlackRock, right? But I can't get into that first without explaining why what's currently happening is a result of BlackRock. And moreover, why for the first time ever, it doesn't really fucking matter what's going to happen to the people who are disgusted with the antics of Dylan Mulvaney, right? And the reason why, so let's just get into it a little bit deeper, Doug. So obviously you're all hip, you're all in the know, you know what the fuck is going on. They put Dylan Mulvaney on the fucking can of Bud Light, and the fan base of Bud Light obviously lost their fucking minds, right? Which, you know, is hilarious because it's Bud Light, dog. Come on, man. You know what I mean? But generally, the way that, especially the conservatives have always been really good at this, dog. Whenever a product doesn't vibe with what they believe, they're really good at pulling their money from it. Historically, you know what I mean? They've always been really good at this. And historically, it's always been a very effective strategy because of capitalism. You know what I mean? It's why they do it. You know, your energy goes where attention flows. And if your attention isn't going to, you know, their product because you disagree with it on a fundamental level, then they have one of two choices. They can either change it or historically go bankrupt, right? Because say what you say, dog, the majority of the population in America, for better or for worse, I don't give a fuck to decide one way or another right now, is conservative. You know what I mean? Which is what makes antics like putting a trans person, such a divisive action on the can of the beer, so interesting from a capitalist perspective, right? Generally speaking, capitalists are the most vapid, fucking soulless creatures. And the last thing they want to do is be fucking provocative in a way that's going to potentially hurt their profit, right? And, you know, just to be fair, in the interest of fairness, I also get that this is, you know, perhaps this really is a fucking a sign of progress, right? A sign of the progress that society is making, where they are able to put the fucking trans person on the cover of the beer, right? Maybe. But I think it's more likely, dog, that the reason why they're doing it, because again, these are soulless, vapid creatures, capitalists. They don't give a fuck, dog, about progress. They care about money, right? And I think that it's more likely that one of the reasons why they're doing it is not just anymore to appeal to the, you know, the sensibilities of the progressive liberal left, if you will, so much as it is to appeal to the fucking overlords at BlackRock and their desire to spread what is known as environmental social governance. This is something that perhaps you've heard about, perhaps you haven't. Either way, I'm going to delve a little bit into it here in a little bit, right? But before I get into that, I want to explain quickly, and then I'll circle back around and tie it up a nice little bow at the end, why now pulling the money out is not going to fucking matter. It's just not going to matter, dog. I've been following the memes that have arisen in response to Bud Light's decision to put Dylan Mulvaney on the cover of their beer. And conservatives are celebrating it in one respect, because Anheuser-Busch, the company that owns Bud Light, has lost billions of dollars in the wake of their decision to do so. And I'm sure, you know, I don't know what Jack Daniels, if it's a publicly listed company or not, but if it is publicly listed, I could easily find out. But my phone's all the way over there and I don't feel like moving right now. And it's not that important for the fucking podcast that I had to research it beforehand, right? the point being is that if they are publicly listed, I'm sure that they'll probably experience some sort of decrease in sales as well, which again, has always been the conservatives' fucking bread and butter. You find something, you are presented with something that doesn't vibe with who you are as a person, you pull your money out of it and you force the companies to act accordingly. Except now, it doesn't matter. And it's not going to matter anymore. And the reason why it's not going to matter, of course, is because of environmental social governance. Now, before I get deeper into this kind of shit, I should qualify it by saying that this episode in general, it's going to require, you know, this episode on quote unquote conspiracies, it's going to require a black belt in conspiracies, dog. And it's not because the ideas that I'm going to present themselves are difficult, but because they're intimately, fundamentally intertwined with one another. Okay. Environmental social governance, ESG, is fundamentally tied in with central bank digital currencies. CBDCs, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, this is what this podcast is going to be about, which themselves are fundamentally intertwined with fucking, the digital passports and the social credit scores and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Everything that it is that we were told for so long, still to this day, that we are being told is conspiratorial. It's all enmeshed with this fucking episode, right? And all of it has been put forth. What I'm trying to say is that it's been happening, dog. It's been happening since basically 2020, right? With the start of the pandemic. But most people weren't aware of it. Most people still aren't aware of it, right? Which is why I'm going to talk about it today. But they definitely weren't aware of it in the sense that it wasn't as obvious, okay? So unless you were in the underground, the quote-unquote underground, you probably had never heard of environmental social governance. You probably hadn't heard of, you know, central bank digital currencies. You know what I mean? This is something that was very, very underground, very fucking, you know, quote unquote conspiratorial for the longest time. But these motherfuckers, BlackRock and company, were already starting for the last 2 years, 3 years at this point, to implement these actions. You know what I mean? Perhaps the most obvious one that I can give you is the purchasing of single family homes, right, by BlackRock. And the idea was, well, why is BlackRock investing so heavily into fucking single family homes? Why are they buying all the fucking single family homes? You know what I mean? And it made news because the housing crisis will always make news. You know what I mean? But it didn't make news in the sense that people were aware of who was buying the houses. It made news in the sense that the cost of living was skyrocketing and Americans were having a difficult time affording it. But no one was asking really why. You know what I mean? Well, one of the main reasons why is because BlackRock was buying all the fucking housing, dog. You know what I mean? So that right there is an action of environmental social governance. So what I'm saying is, like, this shit has already been in effect for the last 3 years. but it wasn't very obvious. And for me, at least, the most obvious fucking example of the ESG agenda didn't come to be until the fucking Dylan Mulvaney on the Bud Light can spectacle. So yeah, homie, let's get into it. One of the things that I've been emphasizing since the very beginning, since I first started really talking about this, I admittedly never really spoke on the trans debate for the longest time. And it's not because I didn't have an opinion on it, but it's because I just didn't feel as though my opinion was fully formed where I was comfortable enough sharing it. You know what I mean? I had the basic beliefs, but I wasn't comfortable enough sharing it because I just still felt as though it wasn't, you know, fully formed, my own unique belief, okay, on the matter. And what I mean by that is that I had the belief that I had as an individual person, as well as the belief that I had as a person who had endured systemic fucking indoctrination through a fucking doctoral program in a liberal arts program, which, you know, tells us all the progressive liberal shit that we fucking are familiar with about the trans debate, right? Trans women are real women because biology is a social construct. Sex is a social construct. Science is fucking a social construct, etc. Right? I had that belief, as well as my own belief, my own personal belief that was like, I don't really know if trans women are women. Like, it seems weird to say that a biological male is a biological female, right? So trying to mesh those two is what I'm saying is the difficulty that I had. Now, to be fair, I generally leaned toward the more academic side for the longest time because it was, in my opinion, wrong of me to feel the latter way. And that education, the whole point of education was to show me all the ways in which I was wrong for feeling that way. And that my job as an educator was to turn around and do the same to other people, right? Like show people you're wrong. You're clearly wrong. And this is why. Let me tell you why I, as this elitist academic, let me tell you why you are wrong as an elitist academic. You know what I mean? But then my doctoral program continued to chug along and I started to really question everything. They tell you to question everything, but many motherfuckers don't really mean it. You know what I mean? That's what I found out in my doctoral program. That's why I dropped out, right? And one of the things I started to question was the legitimacy of academia. Specifically when I learned about, I've mentioned it before, I've talked about it in previous episodes. But for those of you who have not done, you know, the deep dive yet, how dare you, first of all, right? Just kidding, homie. I get it. You're busy, right? But it's called the strong approach to knowledge. And the strong approach to knowledge is when people assume automatically that they are correct and that anybody who disagrees does so, not because they have a point, but because they're just stupid and they need to be fucking properly educated, right? That's why progressive liberals like to say shit like, you need to educate yourself, right? That's where that comes from. You know what I mean? Because despite the fact that it's academics who created the strong approach to knowledge, doesn't mean that they themselves are, you know, somehow fucking immune to implementing a strong approach to knowledge, right? And that's when I started to realize, well, what the fuck? What makes academia correct? Why is academia the standard, right? And this is where we got into the whole, this is where I got into the whole shit like epistemic courts. Who justifies these courts? Who's to say that this is correct, et cetera, and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? And because of that, I came to the realization that, well, for academics to say that the non quote unquote educated are fucking dumb and inferior and need to be, you know, properly educated, quote unquote, is just as ass backwards as them saying that people who dismiss academia, it's ass backwards because they're trying to teach us about these quote unquote strong approaches to reading. So, you know, on the one hand, they'll tell us that European people are wrong for everything they've ever said and done because they feel as though that they are everything that they believe is true, but they never stop to question why or if it's arbitrary because they have a strong approach to reading. So because of that, we must undermine the entirety of the Western tradition, right? Which I'm not against, right? But what I am against is them turning around and saying, well, uneducated people are wrong and here's why. When uneducated people, quote unquote, can turn around and easily say, well, you're doing the same thing that you accuse the fucking Western Europeans of doing, just automatically assuming they're correct without fucking, you know, giving the other side any of its credence. And just because we don't have the fancy paperwork to prove that we're not as quote unquote educated as you doesn't mean that we're any fucking less, you know, intelligent. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I started to, again, question all of the commitments, not just the trans women debate, but all of the commitments that I had been fucking indoctrinated with in academia, I started to realize that, dog, there really are some ideas that are so fucking outlandish, it takes an academic to be able to defend it. You know what I mean? And that just because people don't agree with it doesn't mean they're fucking wrong or stupid. It just means that the ideas are so fucking crazy that you need to come up with various complex ways to just be able to justify it, dog. You know what I mean? Now, this is introducing this whole ass other component to the fucking podcast that it's not the scope of this episode. You know what I mean? So maybe I'll discuss it some other day, but now the basic gist is that we're getting into like the difficulties in establishing knowledge and knowledge foundations. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's so difficult that you must be fucking, you have to come up with these deeply complex theories just to justify the ideas that you're trying to convey, which sounds great because you think to yourself, well, just because it's super complex means that it must be a good theory. Except that whole premise runs afoul of Occam's razor, which tells you, in essence, keep it simple, stupid. If you can't explain it in simple terms, then it's probably not as fucking good of an idea as you think it is. That when you're presented with two complete separate ideas that arrive at the same conclusion, you should always choose the one that is that has the least amount of steps, right? So, yeah, dog, that's where I came to this conclusion with the fucking, you know, with the trans debate. I started thinking to myself, like, damn, is it possible that maybe the academics were wrong and that, you know, maybe the majority of people are right? I don't know. That, you know, that's a very difficult position where I'm still in to this day. The point being is that, you know, I only feel comfortable talking about it now because my ideas on the matter are a little bit more well-rounded, okay? But none of that, just so we're clear, it doesn't matter. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because whether or not you believe trans women are real women, it's not going to fucking stop the continued push towards this techno-feudal totalitarian dystopian future that we're slowly marching, fucking diving at this point, head first into, right? And the reason why it's not going to matter is because that is just the trans debate. It's just a mask, dog, that these people are wearing. They're fucking skinwalkers, homie. And they're just wearing the trans community as a mask to fucking maneuver among us. And what I'm saying is that while everybody's so caught up in this fucking trans debate and the spectacle, the real fucking issue is being ushered in slowly behind it. You know what I mean? And the real issue is, like I've mentioned already multiple times, authoritarianism, dog. Okay? I'll maintain this shit to the end. My beef is with fucking authoritarians. And they come in all fucking shapes, sizes, masks, etc. Okay? Now, just to be clear, again, it's not to say that I'm cool with what a lot of people are doing in the names, you know, in the name of progress. Drag queen story hour, dog, that shit bothers me. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna pretend otherwise. You know what I mean? Just so much shit, right? But there's no need to get into it because whatever. Okay. It's not on the scope of this episode. What the scope of this episode is to continue to insist that my real beef, dog, comes when they say that I have to be okay with this, okay? Or I'm some sort of bigot. I have to be okay with a biological male who's transitioned to being a female beating up on biological women. I have to be okay with that. That I have to be okay with a biological male who is prancing around in childlike antics, okay? Or else I'm some sort of bigot. That I have to be okay with drag queens fucking coming to public schools and reading to children. Like, nah, dog, I'm not. I'm not okay with any of that. And I'm not a bigot for feeling that way. And it's not because I am wrong and need to be educated. It's because the only way that people have been able to justify this is through obscure fucking word salad that most people don't fucking agree with at a fundamental level. And that's where the whole point of the authoritarianism comes into play, dog. Like, first of all, why are you as an adult wanting to perform in fucking drag for children? That's just weird as fuck, dog. You know what I mean? And, you know, that doesn't make me a bigot for fucking feeling that way. It makes you it makes you weird, dog. Like, for why as an adult do you want to be performing semi fucking naked, provocative, sexualized dances for children? Like, that doesn't vibe with me. You know what I'm saying? And to try to force me to believe otherwise or else be labeled a bigot. Like, nah, dog, that's not how this shit works. You know what I mean? You want to fucking put a wig on, put some paint down, fucking tuck your dick between your legs and dance around and pretend you're a woman, dog? Like, that's one thing, homie. I don't give a fuck what you do in, you know, like, your own life. Live your own life, dog. But once you start fucking forcing people to agree with this, even though we don't fucking agree with it, that's where, you know, the problem for me personally starts to come into play. And I think this is a very subtle distinction that gets conveniently overlooked in the current culture wars, dog. And that's the point exactly when I say that it's been weaponized by them to casually sneak in these authoritarian agendas. But I'll fucking repeat it to the end, dog. And that is that, you know, identity politics, honestly, they're fucking brilliant in the most sinister of ways, dog. Okay? There's like, they're brilliant because there's real motherfuckers out here, dog, who are doing, you know, real important work in the name of progress, like actual real progress, homie, right? But the only instances that we ever get are the ones of the most batshit crazy examples that put the entire fucking community to shame, that people will fucking be like, what the fuck? You expect me to really fucking get behind this? This is so stupid. It's insulting even. You know what I mean? My favorite example is the Taco Bell example. I don't give a fuck, dog, if, you know, white people stole quote unquote Mexican cuisine, because that's not even Mexican food in the first place, dog. Okay? Most importantly. So why are you, Taco Bell's not Mexican food. What the fuck are you so upset about? Okay? And two, most importantly, there are real issues that Mexican folks are going through, you know, and again, motherfuckers who are working to address them that are being completely overlooked because all the spectacle is, or rather all the attention is on the spectacle that's been made by these fucking academic Latinx dorks on the fucking Taco Bell incident. You know what I mean? But that's where the fucking genius in this lies, dog. Okay? The genius in the identity politics lies in the fucking, you know, you can convince motherfuckers of the most authoritarian ass backward shit in the name of progress. Because while people are fucking, you know, they're putting forth these ideas in the name of alleged progress, and most motherfuckers are willing to accept it because they don't want to be labeled bigots on one hand. And the other motherfuckers that don't want to accept it, they're so caught up in the fucking spectacle that they're not seeing the actual fucking, what's actually happening, what's being snuck in underneath their noses. So that's, you know, like with the conservative people. Y'all motherfuckers are, you know, conservatives historically, as far as I'm concerned, have been concerned about things such as small government, privacy, etc., right? And everything that's being ushered in under this trans agenda is going to be a complete fucking affront to those two that I've mentioned, right? But instead of focusing on the, you know, the overbearing totalitarian nature of CBDCs, for example, conservatives are worried about the trans person on the cover of Bud Light. You know what I mean? And that's where the genius in this identity politics comes into play, right? Think about it in terms of the fucking Brittany Griner, bro. You want to get a motherfucker who has made probably billions of dollars for the prison, or rather from the fucking military industrial complex released from prison, appeal to the plight of the poor black gay woman. And now you'll get fucking progressive liberals calling for the release of a fucking war criminal because the name, in the name of progress. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking genius, dog. It's genius in a way that only an academic could fucking defend, realistically. You know what I mean? Probably even create at that point too. Because, well, you know, academics, dog, whether you want to admit it or not, y'all motherfuckers, you work for the machine, dog. You work for the machine. The universities are fucking publicly funded by the United States government. So all that intellectual labor y'all motherfuckers are putting out, they're taking that shit and fucking spinning it in a way that is being completely weaponized against the rest of us. You know what I mean? And the same is true when it comes to the issues of central bank digital currencies, dog. Central bank digital currencies and environmental social governance. You want to usher both in? Put a fucking trans person on a beer cover, dog, that's enjoyed by conservatives across the country, and watch them lose their collective minds over that. Not the fucking authoritarian nature of, you know, CBDCs and ESG. Now, just quickly, for those of you who are unfamiliar, ESG, dog, it's an investment trend, is basically what it is, okay? That was created by the United Nations, the World Bank, and the Swiss government in 2005, okay? And that it's one that the money elite, they've been pushing since the start of the pandemic, okay? And basically it's going to tell us that, as the name suggests, environmental, social justice, and governance issues are somehow more important than production, outputs, or profits, okay? So more specifically, ESG, it refers to like these set of standards, bro, that are used to evaluate the sustainability and social impact of investment or businesses. So global warming, like this, remember, you know, the black belt and conspiracies, dog. Here it is, another one, right? Global warming. I don't know if global warming is real or not, dog. All I know is that, you know, we were told that Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord was a fucking disastrous event. So I went to go research why instead of just letting mass media tell me why. And it turns out that the whole point of the Paris Accord was not to reduce the carbon footprint. It was to sell people tax credits to ensure that they were in fucking compliance with the standards that they set out for global emissions. So it was never about fucking reducing your carbon footprint. It was about purchasing tax credits that allowed you to fucking, you know, pollute the environment, which has nothing to do with the fucking concern for the environment and everything to do with just fucking making money, which is, again, soulless capitalism 101, right? So when Trump pulled the United States out, the fucking liberal media, if you will, they made a fucking big fuss about it, saying how he was a climate change denier and how he was going to destroy the planet and obliterate the environment. When realistically, all he was saying is, we're not going to fucking pay the, you know, whoever the fuck, the United Nations money just to be able to fucking, you know, produce as a country, the corporations of the country to be able to produce their goods. Like, that's stupid. We could just fucking produce the goods with the same impact that they're going to have, whether or not we fucking pay the tax fee or not. You know what I mean? It's a little bit more complex than that, dog, but that's the basic gist. But as part of this ESG, the whole fucking movement towards, you know, implementing it is going to be in the name of, you know, the environment, hence the environmental social governance, okay? So these ESG factors, dog, they can be divided into three main categories. Environmental, which includes things such, again, as carbon emission, water usage, waste management, and climate change policies, okay? These environmental factors, they're going to be used to assess a company's impact on the natural environment. And when you read shit like that, dog, at least for me personally, what we really should be reading is it's going to be used to assess an individual person's impact on the natural environment. All of which, of course, is going to be kept tabs with through our social credit scores that are on the fucking central bank digital currency blockchain. You know what I mean? That's what's happening, dog. That's the slow shit that they're ushering in under the guise of the concern for the environment, right? Environmental lockdowns, like people dying mysteriously of fucking of climate change. Like, this is all right here, dog. It's right here in this ESG shit. You know what I mean? Then, of course, there's a social category, dog, which includes factors such as labor practices, human rights, community engagement, and product safety, okay? These social factors, we're told, are going to, again, be used to assess a company's impact on society, which, obviously, you know, these fucking multi-billion dollar corporations, they're not going to face any sort of repercussion. It's you and me, dog. We are the ones that are going to be monitored, right, for our labor practices, the fucking, the human rights that we allegedly have, okay, to assess our own personal impact on society. You're out there fucking protesting something we disagree with? Check this out, bitch. Now you can't use your fucking bank account because it's been frozen until you comply with what it is that we determine is, you know, sanctioned behavior. And it gets deeper than that, dog. And I'll explain how it gets deeper than that here shortly. And then, of course, there's the governance factor, okay? Which includes things such as board diversity, executive compensation, shareholder rights, and quote-unquote anti-corruption policies. These governance factors, we're told, are going to be used to assess a company's internal management and decision-making processes. This, I do believe, is going to be applied to fucking corporations. And this is why we're already starting to see these corporations start to make the move towards being more inclusive of trans people, for example, at the complete disregard of their conservative fan base. Remember, dog. Conservatives in the past were really good at pulling their money out of the fucking companies that they felt were no longer representing their own beliefs. That's not going to matter no more, dog. And the reason why it's not going to matter, you know, I'll tell you quickly and then I'll explain it in further detail, is because all these companies are being bought by fucking BlackRock, dog. Just the same way that BlackRock went off and bought all the houses, they're buying all these corporations, okay? And where it's going to get really interesting, as I'll explain here shortly, is that companies like BlackRock, since they're committed to ESG, They're only going to fucking invest in corporations moving forward that apply the ESG agenda. So right now, for instance, you have these fucking conservatives who are hailing the fucking loss in stock profit of Anheuser-Busch as some sort of victory. And maybe historically it was, but it doesn't fucking matter anymore, dog. BlackRock is the largest fucking wealth investment firm in the planet, okay? They have more money than the fucking individual people collectively who invest in fucking Anheuser-Busch. And because of that, they don't give a fuck. You pull your money out, fine. More money for me to buy on the dip, homie. Because that shit, people aren't going to stop drinking Bud Light. Don't be dumb, dog. People are going to, especially during bad economies. Like, that's fucking Marxism 101, dog, right? And they'll go off and drink another beer that's owned by Anheuser-Busch. It's not going to affect them in any way, shape, or form, right? And Bud Light, they don't give a fuck because now they don't need individual funding from fucking individual citizens. They don't need private funding, rather, from individual citizens when they have companies like BlackRock with seemingly unlimited resources who will do the investing in them or for them. You know what I mean? Which gets to the next part of this ESG agenda. And that's the fucking the economic factor, dog. And that is where basically, like I just mentioned, investors and shareholders are going to increasingly use ESG as the criteria to evaluate companies and make investment decisions in them, right? So if you're a corporation who's, you know, trying to get investments from fucking a company like BlackRock, and if BlackRock says we're only going to invest in companies that, you know, are promoting the ESG agenda, well, as you as a corporation, again, like Bud Light, let's say, for instance, must now act in accordance to what it is that ESG is trying to fucking convey, or else risk not being invested in by BlackRock, right? So what happens then is that this ESG investing, dog, it takes into account not only financial performance anymore, but also the impact that a company has on the environment, society, and governance practices. So by considering these ESG factors, you know, we're told at least that investors can potentially identify companies that are more sustainable, more socially responsible and well-managed, and thus, you know, have a higher potential for long-term financial performance. But realistically, what's going to happen is that these companies are going to be able to push any fucking agenda that they want, whether it's, again, the trans agenda, whether The whole country can just magically flip from one day to the next and suddenly become the fucking racist, ass backward, fucking deeply religious country that it was when it first started, right? And those companies will push that same fucking agenda, dog. The same way that they are right now currently pushing the trans agenda, they'll push another agenda and they'll force that upon people and say, if you as a corporation don't fucking, don't go along with this, then we're just not going to invest in you. And, you know, good luck trying to find a way to fucking be able to survive now with the majority of the fucking population that doesn't have any money to, you know, be able to invest in the first place. Now, I can't lie, dog. Part of me, as the bleeding heart liberal, right, that I fancy myself still despite everything, it makes me happy to know that companies are going to be forced now to hire fucking people from traditionally marginalized communities. But at the same token, I'm like, how is this going to work economically, dog? How are you going to hire people not based off their merit, but based off their identity? And, you know, how is that going to affect the bottom line? Now, to be fair, I really don't care about corporations' bottom line, especially if I'm not invested in them. That's the least of my concerns. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that from an economic perspective, that business strategy doesn't seem to make a lot of fiscal dollar and cents, right? And because of that, how is it that these corporations are going to be able to survive from a basic market, you know, perspective? And the answer is simple: through BlackRock, which gets the majority of its money from the Fed. Meaning now that the fucking line between the private sector and the government is becoming increasingly more and more blurred. And this is where this whole ESG shit really starts to kick into high gear, dog, and its connection with CBDCs, right? There's a particular part of ESG that includes a fucking legal and regulatory element to it, right? So again, the blurring of the lines between the public and the private sector, the government and the private sector, right? Where the government now will be fucking fining governments or fining corporations and, you know, placing legal and regulatory, you know, obligations on them for their non-compliance with ESG standards, which, you know, could include anything from fines and penalties to outright lawsuits, bro. And, you know, with governments and regulators increasingly focused on ESG issues, any company that fails to comply with these regulations may face legal and regulatory consequences, okay? Meaning that, of course, fucking BlackRock or of course Bud Light had to fucking bow down, essentially, kowtow to the trans agenda. Because if this ESG is the fucking new law of the land, not failing or failing to do so, rather, could potentially put them in risk of being penalized by the United States government, dog. Okay? And beyond that, they risk losing any sort of fucking access to capital or, you know, having to borrow on more unfavorable terms because the corporations that are doing all the investing now refuse to partake in business with them for their unwillingness to push the environmental social governance. That's not to say that, you know, fucking Anheuser-Busch gets a pass, dog. If realistically, that's just them being cowards. You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting for the first real corporation to fucking take a stand and be like, man, motherfuck the World Economic Forum and environmental social governance. I'm going to fucking run my business the way that I want to run it at the complete expense of this political agenda, no matter what the political agenda may be. And of course, it doesn't stop there, homie. And the next point of the environmental social governance is going to be the fucking central bank digital currencies, right? Once CBDCs, dog, it's like the fucking a thin veneer for complete one world fucking monetary system. Let's just be honest with it. Different countries are coming up with their own different CBDCs. You know what I mean? Because they all have their own central banks. But at the end of the day, digital money is digital money, dog. And the point that I'm trying to make here, especially when it comes to the United States of America, is that it's the blurring of distinction between the private sector and the business sector or the government sector. You know what I mean? In this particular sense, if the government is already so... Okay, remember, BlackRock gets so much funding from the United States government, right? So realistically, when BlackRock is investing in corporations, when BlackRock is buying houses, it's through government money, dog, right? So that's already creating like this really weird issue, right? Which at least we have been told for the longest time is something that we don't have to worry about in the United States of America. That's something very totalitarian Chinese government-like, right? Where the Chinese government has full control and access to all the businesses, right? And at least somehow we're in America, we were told we were better because our government didn't do the same. But, you know, that line is becoming more and more blurry, dog. And if you ask me personally, that line doesn't even exist. Like, it's very fucking clear to me, at least, that the United States government is fucking funding and perhaps even running many of these fucking public corporations, and that the veneer is just there to maintain the illusion of democracy. You know what I mean? As opposed to complete totalitarian control like in China that we're told. Anyways, that line is going to be even further blurred once the fucking CBDCs are introduced, dog, because it's fucking digital money provided by the United States government to partake in corporations that are owned, if you ask me personally, by the United States government, dog. Google, fucking Facebook, all of the social media platforms, realistically, Amazon, so many other corporations, dog. And if these corporations are operating off of the environmental social governance, then that means that they're pushing an agenda, which means that now you are going to be compelled to partake in this agenda or risk having your access to your central bank digital currencies restricted. It's coming, dog. The Fed now, it's starting this summer of 2023. It's on its way. You know what I mean? And what's going to happen, this is the fear, is that we're going to have instances, for example, where people who disagree, for example, with some of the platforms that are on the agendas of the ESG are going to be punished for voicing their opinions. Such as was the example that was recently occurred in Canada, where they're now saying that any person who dismisses the trans debate is subject to a $25,000 fine. That's where the real fucking issue comes into play, dog, right? Once they're fucking able to determine that, let's say, for instance, again, the example with Canada, you said something that they disagreed with. And again, the trans is just one, dog. That's just the current one, okay? It could literally be anything. It could be fucking anything that they desire. It's so arbitrary. But now, because you have decided, for instance, you have said outwardly that you disagree with that, they're going to restrict your access to your money, your digital money, until you have proven that you disagree with what you said, you are wrong for saying what you said, and you now feel as though however it is that is sanctioned by the government at that particular time that you are supposed to feel. So in the instance of the example of the trans people and Canada, you won't be able to reaccess your money until you agree with everything it is that the government in Canada believes about trans women, right? Where this is an issue of fucking freedom, dog. It's an issue of autonomy. It's an issue of free will. Like, say what you will about trans people, say what you will about transphobes. Like, at the end of the day, if you ask me personally, the most important thing is that humans have the ability, the freedom, the authority, the autonomy to say and believe whatever it is that we feel in our hearts of hearts to feel. And for some people, it's hatred. Okay, fine, dog. Like, I might not agree with what you got to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Not because I agree with it, but because doing so is important to ensure my own freedom and autonomy. You know what I mean? My freedom is not given to me by the governments of any countries, dog. My freedom is given to itself endowed, right? I have this shit just by virtue of being a human being. Governments don't grant freedoms, right? They take away freedoms. But yeah, dog, that's where this fucking slippery slope of the CBDCs and the connection with the ESG comes into play. Because if the fucking government is printing the money, as it already does, and it's fucking doing so at the expense of this fucking agenda, this ESG agenda, what they're saying is that we're going to determine when you can use your money, how you can use your money, what you can use your money on, and whether or not you can even use it, depending on what you believe is, you know, what you're saying and what you're doing, how you're acting. That's the whole part of the social ass element of ESG. And if any of that does not fall in line with what we, the government, aka the cartel, who's fucking arisen to the position of power through threat of force, believes, then we're just going to keep you from your ability to access anything until you prove that you believe with what it is that we want you to believe, right? There's no more freedom there, dog. There's no more autonomy. There's the fucking dynamic spirit of humanity is being fucking solely squeezed. You know what I mean? Almost damn near fucking extinguished. And at least right now, we can kind of circumvent it by at the very least, like just playing along in lip service to the things that, even though we may not agree with it, we just go along with it out of fear of fucking repercussion. You know what I mean? I know for me personally, this is definitely true in academia, dog. I met a lot of people, bro. I met a fuckload of people who are against the trans, who are against the whole, you know, the idea that trans women are real women, who are against the idea of fucking undermining the United States government because for whatever reason, just who are against everything it is that the progressive liberal movement is trying to fucking shove down our throats. You know what I mean? But they don't say it out of fear of fucking repercussion. They don't want to lose their job, dog. Capitalism, homie. You know what I mean? So they just go along with it. And, you know, they pay lip service to it, but they don't really believe it. You know what I mean? And, that's something that we can get away with for now. Until the technology continues advancing, which it is, and they will be able to. You motherfuckers that wear your little Apple Watches, dog, they're coming for your ass. You know what I mean? Where, for example, and let's just continue along the example of Canada. Right now, the only way that they'll be able to find you is if you explicitly go out of your way to say something that's fucking anti-trans. You know what I mean? So you can still have all the fucking anti-trans thoughts that you want inside your little head of yours. Just don't fucking say it out loud, you dumb fuck, is what they're basically saying. You know what I mean? But what happens, dog, when the technology gets as such to where they're able to fucking monitor your fucking heartbeat and your fucking, your breath and all that kind of shit. They can, you know, through your Apple Watch, right? Or the cameras on our phone, forward-looking cameras on our phone are able to measure the dilation of our pupils. And they can see when things make us upset, when things make us happy, when things fucking get a rise out of us, and they can measure our responses to certain fucking content on our phone screens, and they can determine that at this time, you know, at 3:20 on Friday afternoon, you were viewing content that was pro-trans, and your heart rate elevated to such a level, and your eyes dilated to such an extent that, scientifically speaking, is correlated only with people who have extremely anti-trans beliefs. And because of that, Now we're going to shut down your fucking central bank digital currency. Your social credit score has gone down. And because of that, you're not going to be able to, you know, fly on an airplane for X amount of months until you bring it back up, and so on and so forth. Now you haven't even fucking said nothing, dog. It's just they're monitoring you at the most basic physiological levels, which, if you fucking ask me personally and the people who are concerned with this, is basically akin to 100% complete totalitarian mind control. There is no more freedom, dog. There is no more humanity. You know what I mean? And that is where the fucking ESG and the CBDCs and the social credit score and all that kind of shit is fucking leading us towards. And that's what's being low key ushered in through this fucking, the current trans debate, dog. And for people to be so focused on the fucking, who gives a fuck who's on the cover of Bud Light, dog? I don't give a fuck who's on the cover of Bud Light. I don't even drink Bud Light to begin with. I'm a fucking adult. I'm old enough to buy my own damn beer. You know what I mean? Maybe when I was in high school and I was like, hey, mister, you buy me a 30 pack, I'll give you $20. Right? And the only thing that fucking jerk off bought was Bud Light because that's what he drank. Like, okay, maybe. But as an adult now, dog, why are you as an adult fucking drinking Bud Light? Let's be real, first and foremost. Second of all, why are you as an adult concerned about what the fuck is on the can of the Bud Light, when your real concern should be that sooner or later, they're going to push this fucking authoritarian agenda using the guise of the trans debate to such a fucking extreme end that you're literally not even going to be able to have your own fucking unique thought ever again, out of fear of not being able to fucking get food to feed your family, out of fear of having your fucking house taken away from you because you don't agree with the current fucking agenda, etc., and so on and so forth. And that's the point that I was trying to make when it comes at the very beginning, when it comes to this whole Dylan Mulvaney character, dog. That's just a fucking guise. It's a mask that these skinwalkers are fucking wearing to usher in the real fucking issues, which, of course, again, are central bank digital currencies and environmental social governance, right? And yeah, I guess that's about as good a point as any to wrap this bitch up. I look forward to bringing you another one. Perhaps, hopefully, a little bit less black-pilled. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know, right? Life's crazy right now. We'll see. But until then, I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time. Peace.